The Second Book of Ezra, also known as the Fourth Book of Ezra. Chapter 1 to 3.
Chapters 1 and 2 are not included in a majority of the ancient manuscripts and have therefore been omitted.
Chapter 3. In the 30th year after the overthrow of the city, I was in Babel, I, Shealtiel, who am also called Ezra. I was perturbed as I lay on my bed, and my thoughts welled up in my heart, because I saw the desolation of Zion, and the abundant wealth of those who lived in Babel. Hence, my spirit was agitated so greatly that I began to anxiously address the Most High, and said, O Lord, Lord, at the beginning, when you, and you alone, planted the earth, did you not speak and command the dust so that it gave you Adam, a lifeless body? Yet he was the creation of your hands, and you breathed the spirit of life into him, and he was made alive in your presence. And you led him into the garden that your right hand had planted before the earth appeared. And you laid one commandment upon him, but he disregarded it. And immediately you appointed death for him and for his descendants. And nations and tribes sprang from him, peoples and clans without number. And every nation followed its own inclination. They acted impiously in your sight and rejected your commands. However, you did not hinder them. But again, in due time, you brought the flood upon the inhabitants of the world and destroyed them. And the same fate befell all of them. Just as death came upon Adam, so the flood upon them. But you spared one of them, Noah, with his household, all the righteous who have descended from him. When the inhabitants of the earth began to multiply, they produced children and peoples and many nations. And again, they began to be more impious than their forefathers were. And it came to pass, when they committed iniquity in your sight, that you chose one of them for yourself, whose name was Abraham. And you loved him, and to him alone you revealed the end of the times, secretly by night. You made an everlasting covenant with him, and promised him that you would never forsake his descendants. And you gave him Isaac, and to Isaac you gave Jacob and Esau. Moreover, you set Jacob apart for yourself, but Esau you rejected. And Jacob became a great multitude. And when you led his descendants out of Egypt, you brought them to Mount Sinai. You bent down the heavens and shook the earth, and moved the world, and caused the abyss to tremble, and troubled the age. And your glory passed through the four gates of fire and earthquake and wind and ice, to give the law to the descendants of Jacob, and your commandment to the posterity of Israel. Yet, you did not take away their evil heart from them, so that your law might produce fruit in them. For the first Adam, burdened with an evil heart, transgressed and was overcome, as were all those who descended from him. Thus, the disease became ingrained. Though the law was in the hearts of the people, so was the evil root. But what was good departed, while the evil remained. So after the times passed and the years were completed, you raised up a servant for yourself named David. You commanded him to build a city for your name and to offer oblations to you there from what is yours. This was done for many years, but the inhabitants of the city transgressed in everything, doing just as Adam and all his descendants had done. For they also were burdened with the evil heart. So you delivered your city into the hands of your enemies. Then I said in my heart, are the deeds of those who inhabit Babel any better? Is that why she has gained dominion over Zion? For when I arrived here, I saw ungodly deeds without number. And my soul has seen many sinners during these 30 years. And my heart was utterly perturbed, because I have seen how you endure those who sin, and have spared those who act wickedly, and how you have ruined your people and protected your enemies. And you have not informed anyone how your way may be comprehended. Are the deeds of Babel better than those of Zion? Or has another nation known you besides Israel? Or what tribes have believed the covenant as Jacob? Yet, their reward has not appeared, nor has their labor borne fruit. For I have traveled widely among the nations, and have seen that they abound in wealth, though they are unmindful of your commandments. Now therefore, weigh our iniquities in the balance against those of the inhabitants of the world, and it will be evident which way the turn of the scale will incline. When have the inhabitants of the earth not sinned in your sight? Or what nation has kept your commandments so well? You may indeed find individuals who have kept your commandments, but nations you will not find.